Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here today. We are praying through the scriptures from We Too, how the church can redemptively respond to the sexual abuse crisis. And I'm privileged to be able to pray for you about some of these harder things. And this may not be your story, but you may know someone who they have this story. So I'd encourage you to share the podcast with them. Today, we are in John 4, verses 27 through 30 in the HCSB, and this is what it says. Just then, his disciples, Jesus' disciples, arrived, and they were amazed that he was talking with a woman. Yet no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar, went into town, and told the men, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" They left the town and made their way to him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I am continually fascinated by this story of the woman at the well. And she was not only a woman, but a Samaritan. And both of those things were marginalized states in the time of Israel. And so here you are, beautifully speaking to a double outcast. And because of your authority, the disciples didn't say, "Hey, Jesus, why are you talking to her?" But throughout that exchange, Lord, you unpacked her life and you loved her, and you had the longest theological discussion with any person in the New Testament ever. She is the one that you've had a theological discussion with. And so I just thank you for that. I thank you that you love women so much. Often a persecuted minority in the sense of not in numbers, but in the way women are treated around the world. And this is just another beautiful picture of how you stepped out of your comfort zone. You loved this this woman, and you recognized her brokenness. And as I've studied this, Lord, I've understood that perhaps she had a different story than how we've always assigned her. I mean, some Bible translations say Jesus, you know, interacts with the sinful woman because she'd been divorced so many times. But in that time, men could divorce you for anything. And my hunch is that she could have been barren. And so she went through a few husbands and then economically was so broken, and of course this is just conjecture, but and I'll find out on the other side, but was so broken she would do anything just to be able to live. There was no means by which a woman could just have a job and do, you know, whatever she wanted at that time. And so she was with another man who would take care of her. And Lord, your connection to her was so compassionate and so full of truth and light. And I pray that for our churches today, that we would be like you, Jesus, that we would, instead of jump to conclusions about someone's story or assign blame without any sort of recognition of the trauma that they've been through, that we would actually stop. That we would be like you and have long theological discussions with folks with kindness and compassion, with an ear toward listening and an eye toward truth. Lord, may the church become more like you. You are the head of the church. We are the body, and we want to be that safe place. We want to be the rock on which people stand. We want to be a safe haven in the wilderness. We want to be that place where people can come and be fed and be loved and be nurtured back to health. But so often, Lord, your church has not been that at all. Your church has been a place of corporate entities. It has been a place of dismissal. It has been a place of that only welcomes people who seem to have it all together. So then that helps us, many of us who are broken inside, to create these elaborate facades so that we can go into church. Lord, this should not be so. Church should simply be a place where your kingdom reigns, where the least are first, the first are last, and this upside down kingdom can make its way into our hearts and joints and marrow. Lord, forgive us for making it into a corporation instead of an organism, Lord. And Lord, we do pray our churches would become healthy again, that there would not be these dichotomies or hierarchies of ministers and lay people, but that we would understand that all of us are part of your body. We all play an important role, and there's no hierarchy there. Lord, thank you for flattening that for us and having this conversation with a woman who by even the disciples' understanding was not equal with you, and yet you treated her so kindly. Help us to live life like that today, Lord. Help us to treat people kindly who are bruised and broken. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you're listening from another country other than the U.S., if you could email me at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know where you're listening from and how in the world you found the podcast, because I find that fascinating. I don't do any advertising, and we don't have advertising on this podcast right now, and hopefully I won't have to. So I never know how people find it. So anyway, just let me know, and let me know too, like what the church is doing in your corner of the world to alleviate the stench of sexual abuse and to help people thrive in the aftermath and to heal from such a trauma. I would really appreciate knowing, because I know here in the U.S., things are starting to change, but it's been a very slow process, and I'm curious what's happening on the other side of the world. So thanks so much for that, and have a great day.